It was a normal Friday night, which meant dinner at my parents' house. They lived in an upscale neighborhood, and I didn't fit in there at all. I guess that's why I left home at 16. I couldn't wait to be away from them and their posh friends with their disappointed looks etched permanently on their faces. Even nearly 18 years later, I still felt the same. This particular night, I'd made sure that my daughter had asked along her boyfriend, Jess. It was a distraction technique, I guess you could say. My parents would be too busy not liking him to even notice how I'd not met their standards this week. He wasn't a bad kid. Sure, he didn't have the best home life or a job, but my daughter loved him and I supported her no matter what. It was during dinner when things became rather uncomfortable. My parents had exhausted all of their polite questions and now preferred to sit in silence while my daughter tried to keep the conversation rolling. I had to give her props. She was doing her best to keep the peace. I nearly jumped out of my chair when I felt a hand on my leg under the table. I shot a look at Jess, who just smiled innocently and kept eating. Wasn't sure what he was up to, but as his hand slid up my thigh, I guessed what his game was. I slowly reached under the table and stopped his hand before it could slide under the hem of my short dress. He turned at me and winked. I saw the mischievous look in his eye. It reminded me of when I was younger. I took my hand away, leaving his hidden by the tablecloth, resting on the top of my thigh. Was I going to do this? Let my daughter's boyfriend touch me there, at my parents' dining table? I mean, it would be like the ultimate fuck you to my parents, but could I hurt my daughter like this? His hand moved closer to my panties, and I felt my skin flush and come up in goosebumps. I'd always envied my daughter and Jess. Having no man in my life, it made me crave what they had. I'm not sure if they were having sex, but Jess was a little older, and he did seem to know what he wanted. Especially when his fingers came in contact with my lace-covered pussy. I gasped, which I covered with a cough into my napkin. His prodding fingers kept at me until I shifted my weight and allowed my legs to open just a little. It was hard to keep a straight face when his fingers slid under the thin fabric and touched my bare cunt for the first time. His slow movements were torturous, driving me crazy. He kept up the slow rhythmic pace until dessert was served. I was surprised that no one could hear my increased breathing and wonder what was going on. Maybe it just sounded loud to me. I was trying my hardest to remain calm while he circled my clit just the way I like. He withdrew his hand to eat his dessert. Fucking saw him scoop up some cream with the finger that had just been in my pussy and lick it clean with a satisfied lip smack. I must have blushed bright red because my mother chose that exact moment to look at me and ask what was wrong. I told her I was fine and I busied myself with eating. A short while later, and we were in the sitting room having coffee. My parents were busy asking my daughter all about our school life, which gave me a chance to escape and get some fresh air in the garden. I needed some space to think. These crazy feelings that I was having, I wanted my daughter's boyfriend, like I've wanted no man before. I was walking amongst the rose bushes when I saw him, sitting on the stone bench at the end of the path, smoking. I was about to turn around when he saw me. Stubbing out his cigarette, he came towards me. I told him he shouldn't be smoking. He just smirked at me and said that he shouldn't do a lot of the things he does. I agreed with him, but he laughed. I was still so worked up from his teasing at the dinner table that I didn't fully realize what I was doing until I opened my eyes and I was kissing him. Tasted of coffee and tobacco, a delicious flavor. I realized at that moment that I was gonna fuck him. I didn't care if he was my daughter's boyfriend or not. I wanted him. I wanted what she had. Sure, part of me felt bad, but the other parts of me were feeling so damn good that they overrode any logical thought. We sat on the stone bench in the garden. He pushed up my dress and slid his hand back into my panties. I was soaking wet from his assault during dinner. His fingers once again slipped inside of me, and I spread my legs apart. I knew we didn't have much time before our missing presence was noted. My hands reached for his belt, and I quickly undid his pants, and he pushed them down. My hands searched and found his growing cock. Gripping it firmly, I began to stroke him. He moved his hand away from me and motioned to his cock. I straddled him and sank down on him, filling myself with his lovely dick. His hands found my ass, and we moved and bucked together, moaning softly, panting, searching for release. I remember him muttering into my ear while he fucked me. He said, "Do you enjoy fucking the guy your daughter loves?" I grabbed his hair and pulled his mouth to mine, silencing him with my tongue and masking my own orgasm. I came hard. The sin of what we were doing making me feel so very naughty. I was fucking my daughter's boyfriend and loving it. He came soon after with a low grunt. It was quick, rushed, and exactly what I needed. We fixed our clothes and headed back to the house, separately, making my excuses and saying goodbye to my parents. I was anxious to get out of there. My guilt kept me from ever letting it happen again. But I often find myself sitting on that stone bench, remembering.